The Prime Minister designate from the Islamist Hamas movement today presented his cabinet to the Palestinian Authority. The move comes almost 2 months after Hamas swept to victory in Palestinian parliamentary elections. Israel and the U.S. consider Hamas a terrorist organization, and international aid to the Palestinian Authority is likely to be cut off when the Palestinian parliament officially approves the new government. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
The new Hamas cabinet is a mixture of Hamas leaders and independents and academics who are close to Hamas. It came after weeks of negotiations between Hamas and Abbas's Fatah movement failed to reach agreement on a political platform. Fatah had demanded that Hamas abide by previous agreements signed by the Palestinian Authority with Israel and renounce violence, and Hamas refused. In the end, Hamas was forced to go it alone, despite its desire for a national unity government. As his deputy, Prime Minister-designate Ismail Haniyeh chose a relatively moderate Islamic studies professor from the West Bank town of Nablus, Nasser Eddin Sha'er. Palestinian officials said he will essentially serve as Prime Minister of the West Bank, because Israel has barred Haniyeh from traveling out of Gaza where he lives. Sha'er is a longtime member of Hamas, but officials say he was never involved in the group's military wing. The foreign minister of Hamas will be hardliner Mahmoud Azahar, a doctor who speaks English. Zahar narrowly escaped an Israeli assassination attempt 2 years ago in which his son was killed and has repeatedly defended the use of violent attacks against Israel. Palestinian chief negotiator Saab Erekat, who's close to Mahmoud Abbas, said he was disappointed that Hamas refused to moderate its position before forming a cabinet. But he said he hopes Hamas will change as it assumes the burden of governing. Erekat also criticized the international community's expected decision to cut off aid to any Hamas-led government.
I'm very concerned about the humanitarian crisis, and I don't think people should even punish the Palestinian people collectively for exercising their right to vote. And we have urged Hamas to understand that we need to comply with international resolutions of the UN. So also we appeal to the international community not to collectively punish our people.
Even before the Hamas government is approved by Abbas and the Palestinian parliament, there's been a growing humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Israel has closed the Karni crossing between Israel and Gaza, saying it has warnings of terrorist attacks there. Today, many bakeries in Gaza closed down, and international organizations said their storehouses were empty. After urgent consultations, U.S. Ambassador to Israel Richard Jones said the U.S. had brokered a deal for an alternative crossing, at least temporarily.
The crossing from Kerem Shalom will open tomorrow for imports of food and other essential humanitarian products from Egypt.
U.S. officials say that will solve the immediate crisis, but it remains unclear how a Hamas-led government will be able to pay this month's salaries for more than 140,000 Palestinian workers and policemen. Hamas Prime Minister-designate Ismail Haniyeh says he's not worried. He said he hopes to replace the $1 billion a year in international Western aid with other sources such as Iran. But he doesn't have much time. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.